Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A large cousin circle was, for many of us, a huge childhood influence. However, cousins are disappearing as more and more Americans decide to limit the number of kids that they have.
Not if you're Sam.
And wait until later in life.
Sam's got cousins he doesn't even know.
To have children.
There's a lot of them.
How many cousins do you have?
Combined, my mother and my father's side? Or
sure.
Just,
those are cousins?
Like 50-some, almost 60.
Do you know them all?
If I really sat down and thought about it, I could name them all, but it would take a while.
We don't have that kind of time, Sam.
Yeah.
Show ends at 6.
We do not have that kind of time.
How many cousins do you have?
On my dad's side, 6.
Wow.
On my mom's side, maybe 5.
So you have 11?
Total. Yeah.
I only have 5.
You aren't breeders.
No, the Parks family is not a breeder family. And that's both sides of my family. I have 3 on my mom's side, 2 on my dad's side.
I'll tell you this about my cousins. None of them lived here. They were all over. Idaho, Colorado, California.
So you didn't really know them.
Mine are all over the world.
We saw them at Christmas.
I have cousins in Brazil.
Oh, wow.
Bulgaria, Spain.
Is that why you went to Bulgaria years ago?
That's for a wedding. Cool, Sam.
Huh. I'm only really close to 1 of my 5. Now, if any of them walked in the door, I would recognize them immediately.
Do you know why the cousin connection is dwindling? And it's not because people are having fewer children. Although that might have something to do with it. I think it's dwindling because you no longer go on the annual Mecca trip to go see grandma and grandpa anymore for every Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Easter holiday.
Especially when they're dead.
Well, yes, Sam. If they're dead, Scott, you would not go on a trip to see them.
Did they die of death?
They did die
100% of the time they did.
Yeah.
I just don't think we do that anymore.
Really? A lot of people still do, but things are changing and shifting.
Not the way we used to.
Well, like, does the family reunion still exist?
Oh, yeah.
At a wedding.
I mean, we used to rent out 2 pavilions.
I don't think most families do that anymore.
There's a lot of people that still do family gatherings and stuff. You know, go over here to Swope Park to the picnic tables. There's people gathering all the time.
But maybe they live regionally in the same spot. I'm going to be honest. If I had the opportunity, I'm going to hear it for this. And if you're going to be honest, you're going to agree with me. You know, let's say you only get 4 weeks of vacation a year, 6, whatever. And I had the opportunity for 1 week to go spend it with my children on a beach or with Johnny or I go see my mom and dad. Okay, right. There's my vacation there. I would not burn a week's vacation to go to Georgia to see one of my cousins that I'm only friends with on Facebook. And I think most people, if you do not live near your cousins, you're not going to get on an airplane to go do that unless there's a wedding.
Or a funeral.
Yeah. I haven't seen my cousins in literal years.
If we're honest, at our age, Scott, if we are honest.
I agree with you. I have, on my dad's side, I have 2 cousins, Michael and Eric.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now, I don't know where what state either one of them lives in.
You can't even name the state?
I know
where mine are, generally.
And here's what else I know. I don't think Michael and Eric will show up for my mom's funeral when she passes. Because they didn't even bother to show up for my dad's funeral.
Yeah.
But when their mother, my dad's sister, dies, Aunt Sue, and she's like 82 or 83, I will go to Aunt Sue's funeral.
Your mom's sister?
My dad's sister.
Okay.
And that will be, I don't have anything against Michael and Eric. I like them.
They're living
get along.
They're living their own lives.
They're doing their own thing.
When do those obligations shift?
Let me just finish. At Aunt Sue's funeral, whenever she dies, and I will go, because I know her well and she's my dad's sister, that will be, I guarantee you, the last time I ever see Michael and Eric. I guarantee it.
I love Dan's question and I think it's a topic. When did we stop with the annual pilgrimage to go spend time with the cousins? Now, when I was little, Back in the late 70s, every Christmas, my cousins would come in from Boston or Idaho or Colorado.
Do you have a cousin in Georgia, or are you just making that up?
That's on my mom's side.
And you were just in Georgia, and you didn't stop by to say hi.
I did not.
That's not why she was there.
That's not why I was there.
Fair point.
I mean, I don't mean to sound, everyone's going to say, well, that's self-centered. The reality is you only have so much time off if you are still in your working ages. You only have so much time off.
If you're not close, why waste the time?
I'm not going to choose a, you know, I almost said second tier relative. That is a horrible thing to say. What do you call the family tree? The down a branch. I'm not going to go down a branch.
No, they're on the same branch. No.
Yeah, that would be why they're cousins.
Cousins are on the same branch.
Now, if that cousin's name is Augusta, you're there every year.
Unless they're second.
You know, I'm telling you, I'm saying what is unpopular, but you know I'm right.
Here's what I'll tell you.
Our next vacation, I only have so many years left with my mom and dad. If I'm going down south again, it is to see them, and I'm taking my children.
I don't know where Michael and Eric live. I have no idea. What state, what city, I have no idea. If I go to Dallas, for whatever reason, I don't know why I would go to Dallas right now, but if I did, I would. The one cousin I'm close with is my cousin Jennifer. And I would stay at her home. She would welcome me in her home. I would swim in her pool. But she is the only cousin that I would even bother to ask, do you mind if I stay at your house?
You were already in the same neighborhood.
But I would have to be in the same city.
Yeah. And to Dan's point, you know, vacation has increased over the years. It used to be 2 max, even if you were at the company for like 500 years, and families would dedicate one of those 2 weeks to go see family.
You would block out one of your 2 weeks. You are absolutely right, Sam.
We used to travel a lot, and we would, when I was a child, when I was younger, we would travel a lot across the country, and we would carve out stops. You know, we would stay with cousins or uncles, you know, for the night or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And you would visit.
And the key was...
You would visit. We're going to go for a visit.
I would go with the cousins, and we would get on their bikes, and we would go around and do stuff. But it has been decades.
But the key word there was carve. I remember living in Fort Hood, Texas, right in the middle of Texas. My dad loaded us in the car, and we drove to New York City in a car.
Yeah.
That's 3 days vacation.
To visit my cousins and my aunt and uncle.
But now we see everybody on Facebook or other social platforms, and we're already up to date. You know, back then we
How
weren't.
You been? You just saw my post yesterday. You know I'm fine. You're right, Dan.
Yeah.
You're right. We would rent a, quote, conversion van. And it was exciting, believe you me. We would get in that van. It smelled brand new. It was taupe
with
in
the
color.
Spinning captain's
with
chairs?
Chocolate brown. And you know at the spinning captain's chairs.
You're wondering how many crimes were committed
we thought
in that car?
We were high on the hog when we rented that thing.
Well, yeah, because of the carpet was exuding all these chemicals.
913-586-7798. What happened to the annual family get-together, the hanging out with the cousins, the aunts and uncles? You know, the Chevy Chase vacation movie. We're going to the aunt's house.
That's an RV.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.